better equation if Nadayu Butterfly told him himself. So what's going on with this public service announcement?
So this is a public service announcement. I basically want to hype and propagate the awareness of a young woman's existence. She's a Swedish girl named Greta Thunberg. Should I just go right into it?
Yeah.
Okay, so Greta Thunberg is a 16-year-old environmental activist who is internationally known and speaks at the UN. She is challenging us all to confront the realities of the climate crisis. Her tireless and determined activism demands a rapid transition away from planet-destroying fossil fuels. I'm just gonna give you the whole spiel right here. At the age of 15, this girl began protesting outside Swedish parliament by herself in a school strike for climate. Today, Greta is 16 and is an international environmental activist speaking around the world. Her solidary civil disobedience inspired millions around the world to participate in a now international movement called Fridays for Future, where students and adults alike in countries around the world refuse school certain Fridays to protest outside local city halls, demanding action to end climate change. This girl Greta doesn't pull any punches, naming the seriousness of our environmental crisis, citing that we are in the sixth mass extinction on planet Earth, where up to 200 species go extinct every day, as well as 100 million barrels of oil is used every day. So basically, I'm just on the radio today so people in America can start to learn her name, Greta Thunberg, and to also check out FridaysForFuture.org, which is the site that organizes these school refusal protests in the name of ending climate change and ensuring that the planet Earth is a place where, for generations to come, we can all live in harmony with the planet and not destroy ourselves. And this chick's a hero. She's a modern-day Joan of Arc. She's 16. For anyone that gets butthurt about the fact that they can't do anything to solve the world's crisis, well, here's a 16-year-old girl forefronting the movement, and we can all get behind her. So that's what I have to say about that.
That was wonderfully put, beautifully said. Wow. Just listening to that, I could feel that energy, and just I could feel her energy as you were communicating this, and how magnificent that is. It was just beautiful. Wow. I'm so glad that, see, and this is why my intuition was right. That's why I was like, you come on and tell us about this, and it can really open our eyes to different things and stuff that's just not going on. And this is exactly the stuff I want to share here, because relating to something like this, I actually met a woman who was a part of a group of people who saved a species of penguins. And it's like, nobody knows this happened. They just, no one paid them. They, oil spill. I forgot where this was, but it was obviously out there where the penguins are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they cleaned them off. It was millions of volunteers, and she wrote a book. And I saw her actually speak at WGBH, and I started like crying when I met her. And I was just like, when I heard the story, and I was just like, oh my God. And it's like, nobody hears about this, but yet we hear about what a celebrity is wearing and how ridiculous they look, or something a politician says, but we're not hearing about these wonderful things that these people are doing in the world. So, but you talking about this, I had so much gratitude and appreciation for everything you just said, because my eyes are open to it now, and I want to learn more about this. And I really congratulate you on really putting this out there. That was wonderful. And what is her name again? Greta
Thunberg.
Thunberg. Okay. Look her up. Yeah, amazing people all around the world doing stuff, and they really need to get known because they're inspiring. you know, these are the people who are showing us that, you know, we can make a change and we can make a difference. And there is good and there is beauty still here. And even though these horrible things are happening, it shows the, it projects the goodness that is there. And it, you know, that darkness comes in and the light's there. So that's what all that's about. And I love how you're like, she's the modern day Joan of Arc. It's just, it's so beautiful. And you know, as I was reading this, I, you know, and listening to you, I was like, do you follow Leonardo DiCaprio by any chance on this environmental stuff?
I don't,
you know, besides the obvious of why I follow Leonardo, I've never really kind of, you know, checked out his stuff, you know, really, really sat there and like, okay, what is he talking about now about environment? But that's basically all, like, if you go to any of his Instagrams or you go to his Facebook, that's all he posts. He doesn't post anything about him or any pictures about him or what he's doing. It's all about the environment. He's really about the environment. Yeah, it's like, he's an amazing person. Like, so I was just curious if you followed him on anything, because he does a lot to try to save the environment and bring up subjects all around the world of stuff you were just talking about.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, the more people in the forefront propagating the information, the more we can all get together as one human tribe, one human family, and save the planet and save each other and just build a world where we can all live in harmony with nature and with each other.
It's great. And I have hope. I have hope for this, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to happen.
It is. Because there's so... Because you know what? Love is stronger than hate, or and positive is stronger than negative. So we have a lot of love. Human beings have a lot of love. If that wasn't true, then the world would not be circulating the way it does. Things would not still be operating. It's love that does all of this. What drives us to wake up in the morning and do what we do. It's love.
Yes.
It's amazing. Awesome. So we are going to play some tunes. We got some Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns, Little Liza Jane. We got an Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay, and Alan O'Day with Undercover Angel. So perfect for today. And when we get back, it's going to be all Dan. We are going to, he's going to do a live acoustic for us. Yes, he is. And we're going to talk more about him and his spirit. And, you know, if it's feeling right, if we're feeling it. I wish I could show all of you what I'm doing right now. I'm like shaking it. I'm shaking it. We will do the live reading. Alrighty then. I'm going to stop just talking, because that's, I just do that and I laugh at my own jokes and, you know. Let's get on into it. Here is Huey Piano and the Smiths with Little Liza Jane.
Hey, little girl, won't you tell me your name?
Little Liza Jane.
If I love you, baby, will you feel the same?
Little Liza Jane.
Everything,
Little Liza Jane.
You be my girl, you can wear my ring,
Little Liza Jane.
sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. It's 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time.
Yeah.
We are back here with Paranormal Playground Sounds, Boston Medium. Whew, this has been a fun show. Let's get to our PSA and Nadaryu Butterfly. So here we go. Passenger texting while driving prevention. PSA. This message is for all you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if this gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the AD Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. And thank you so much for listening to that PSA. Yes, please don't text and drive. It would be good if you did that. So here we go. We've got Nadaryu Butterfly.
Hi again.
Hi again. Love it. So what is this song you're going to be doing live?
So this is a song called Come Back. I originally wrote it when I was trying to put together a girl group, just like Rick James did, and, you know, with the Mary Jane Girls, and, you know, Prince did it with Apollonia 6. I was trying to put together a girl group, play some synth pop, so I wrote a few songs. This one's called Come Back, and it has since transitioned from being somewhat of a love song to being more about missing friends who have passed on, as well as making a vow to be in alignment with nature.
Whoa. Okay. My head just like went into like this spin of like, whoa. I just couldn't process all of that, which means it's beyond good, whatever's coming out of your mouth. Girl group. I'm just really glad that you're here right now. I loved everything about what this is, and I can't wait to hear. Okay. Wait, so you actually were going to make a girl, seriously, like a 60s girl group.
And you know, I got pretty close. I got a really sweet girl to be a keyboardist, and then I auditioned a singer, and that didn't work out, and then I just stopped on that project. But now, I mean, those songs that I wrote for the synth pop project are coming to fruition in this completely different light where, you know, they're going to work really well with like acoustic guitar and bamboo flute accompaniment and, you know, maybe a synth player in the future, but it's just me right now.
Are you aware of how interesting you are? Like everything that just comes out of your mouth is just like, what planet are you from? Like, it's really cool.
I appreciate that.
With all honesty.
I'm just trying to be Prince Ashitaka in real life.
Who's that?
Prince Ashitaka is one of the main protagonists in Hayao Miyazaki's anime, Princess Mononoke.
Ooh.
He has come to see with eyes unclouded by hate.
I have yet to see Princess Mononoke.
It's a good one.
Okay. I got to see it.
It's a great story.
I seen Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, another great one, yeah. But Miyazaki's all about, you know, man living with nature in harmony, and a lot of social commentary and world commentary on how we're not living in harmony with nature now and how it's headed towards catastrophe.
Wow.
And how by living in alignment with your heart and speaking your truth, you can change things with love and not with violence.
I love it.
That's his thing.
I love it.
That's my
Thank
thing
you.
Too. Hell yeah.
Hells to the yes. Oh yes. And I forgot to tell you, when we're on mic, no profanity. You didn't? I just forgot to tell you, we are on FM, so
good to know. Stated by
I definitely should have told you not on the air, but you know, we keep it real here.
We're doing good though.
I keep it totally unfiltered.
All right.
So I whatever. So you gonna play?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
So we have Nadaryu Butterfly on acoustic right now. Everyone who's just tuning in to Paranormal Playground Sounds, he's playing a live acoustic. And, oh yeah, I forgot to ask you, what is this song called?
The song is called Come Back.
Come Back, okay.
And I'm going to be playing kind of loud. Just
that's so. Totally okay. I mean, we are in a music studio.
So you just handle the mic and Mariah. All
right. Huh?
We're good?
I would say you should probably get into the mic more if you can.
Let's try this.
Like, you, but if your voice...
I'm screaming.
Okay.
We'll see how it turns out. What do you think? What's
I don't know what to say about this right now.
I know.
I just need... Wait. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do your thing.
I will align with the earth and the moon and the stars, 'cause they're made of consciousness, not inanimate matter. When I find that my heart and my mind co-create my world with the divine, then I'll truly know what's real. Co-create my
some good stuff right there.
You know, I wonder if that got picked up by the mic, but who knows? Who cares?
I'm sure it did. You know, you sang loud enough, so I'm sure it did. Wow. There, you know, your music is very expansive, whether it's acoustic or whether it's the electronic stuff. And it just has this very, I remember the first time I ever saw you perform. I don't know if you remember this, but I was actually kind of crying and I had a tear and this was that Right Turn.
Yeah.
And because it's just so pure. So that's what it is. When I feel and hear your music is just purity. That's all I hear. And I know, like, when I'm listening to your stuff, it's just, it brings me to a very light place and a light place of remembering of, you know, that innocence. So that's what I always felt about your music and who you are overall as an individual. So I really appreciate it. And the lyrics that you use and the words that you use, they're so deep and they're so profound, and they are of the metaphysics and they are of the esoterics. But you put them in a way where you can, it's like you mold it, and then you see the world, you see the metaphysical world around you, and then you take it in and you mold it and you make it into this poetry that is Dan world, or, you know, butterfly world, and it's your own thing and it's your own style and your own genre, and I really appreciate that.
Wow, thank you, Mariah. I mean, I'm just trying to live by my heart and do my best to help everyone, and so I appreciate that reflection.
And that's all that is. It's just do you. That's all that it's all about, is just, that's all you have to do. And everything else, you don't have to explain or force. It just, everything just comes out. And that's what's healing. And that's the healing gift that everybody has when they're just live from their heart and they live from their soul. And that's why it's so important to be in a spiritual practice, because it gets you to that place. Whatever it is, your own spiritual practice, you know, that you connect with, it helps you to get to that place. What is your take on that?
Right. To get to that place of self-love and self-acceptance, to go beyond self-shaming, to, you know, once I found my own dignity within myself, everything in my life changed, and I was so much more able to live by my truth. And you're exactly right in that simply by shining your authentic light as an individual, you have no idea how many people you save and touch and heal simply by being yourself, and how much of a gift you are to the world. There's no reason to be ashamed for who you are.
It's beautiful. So. That's beautiful. You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
We're all beautiful.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah. So what are you up to these days? What's going on in Dan World?
Well, I have the honor of being a peer mentor in the mental health field, and being able to help out kids who are in a tough situation, whether you know, environmentally, situationally, or emotionally, just like I struggled when I was a teenager in my early 20s. And so it's just a profound gift for me to be able to give back just by being authentic and caring.
Wow.
And I'm doing that, but you know, right now I'm shifting gears a little bit and getting a lot more into music. And ultimately I want my music to just spread light and positivity. I hope I don't get famous, but I hope my music goes international and helps who it's meant to help. It's really my
nice.
It's my goal.
You shouldn't limit yourself. Like, I hope I don't get. I'm just
but
kidding.
I don't want to be. I think all those dudes
I'm
who
just
are
kidding.
Famous, all that glitters is not gold.
Yeah,
I think,
you're
I
right.
Think their lives suck, and we have it made in the shade in comparison.
You're beyond this world. I can't even right now. Awesome. Wow. That must be really, that's a tough job, but like you do it and I can tell you do it well. It's just in you.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And
I love it
the fact that you love it, you must help a lot of people. Wow. That's really special and inspiring. Wow.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having the radio show. You know, I'm grateful that you have this opportunity, that you know, that someone recognized the light within you and gave you this platform, because
yes, I'm very grateful.
You know, it's somewhat uncool to be like kind and good in this day and age for some
reason. Weird,
you
it's
know?
Strange,
so strange, because like love is indeed the most important thing in life and what we all cherish and adore and want. So I'm just kind of going on a tangent now. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad too. So I think what we're gonna do is we're gonna go on another little breaky, eggs and bakey. And when we come back, just very, very quick, we have a whole half hour here. And what I would love to do is, in the time I have with you, is to, if you want, you can play some more and a reading, or talk some more about whatever it is you want to talk about, but just feel it out, and you know, we'll vibe it, we'll just go with the flow, spontaneous goodness, as I always love to have it, you know, when we come back here. So just feel it out, you know, what is it that you want to express next? What would you like to put out into the universe next? What are you feeling?
All right, I guess I'll think about that.
I'm feeling like it's funny, because I'm feeling it's the ultimate lightness right now. You know when you feel that kind of like, it's that light feeling when you're hitting those high vibes? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, where the giddiness starts to increase.
Yeah,
the childlike excitement.
I'm really grateful that that's happening right now. Okay, so we will be back here on WMFO Medford Paranormal Playground Sounds with Nadari Butterfly. And it's like picking out of a hat. What are we going to get? We're going to get some more of him talking. We're going to get some more of him playing. We're going to get some live readings. Are we going to get like both? Are we going to get it all? Who knows? Just stay tuned right here. You guys better stay tuned and come back. This is the Boston Medium.
Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow, for tomorrow never comes. No money, forget the money. Let's live for now and anyhow, who needs the money? The moonlight, let's share the moonlight. Perhaps together we will never be again. Ah, que luna, oh, que mare, with such a moon and such a sea and you and me. I get so dizzy when you're standing near. It's not the music that you hear. My heart is beating like a jungle drum. Let's take the minutes as they speed away and hope it's true what people say. When you're in love, tomorrow never comes. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow, for tomorrow never comes. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow, for tomorrow never comes. No money, marron de money, with such a moon and such a sea and you and me. Let's take the minutes as they speed away and hope it's true what people say. When you're in love, tomorrow never comes. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow, for tomorrow never comes. Oh, let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow, for tomorrow never comes. Oh, let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow. Let's forget about tomorrow.
she's a good girl. Loves her mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis, loves horses, and her boyfriend too. It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hey.
That was funny. That was cutting into Mustang Sally. It was about to play, and I was like, boop. Remember we did boop? Dan, can you tell everybody about boop?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The geese in Cambridge and Boston that hang by the Esplanade and by the Charles River. They ain't afraid to get booped. In fact,
they wanted it.
They like to get a little booping.
They wanted the boop.
What that means is, you know, if a goose gets close enough to you, just give it a little bonk on the back.
Yeah. Don't go all domestic stepdad on it. Just a little bonk.
We're not talking about animal cruelty or anything.
We're definitely not.
We're just talking about
talking about love.
A little pat. Like a little love tap. Much lighter than a love tap.
Yeah, so don't take this out of context and be like, oh, I heard it on Paranormal Playground. They told me it was okay. And, you know, you got a duck ending up in an ER, all right? No, none of that, okay?
That's not what it's about.
All right. So, oh, yeah, and there was a orb in the picture I took of him. So it was pretty, that was pretty gnarly.
Yeah. I still want to see that picture. That
oh, did, yeah. That Let me, out. I actually posted them. Let me, I will it. Send them
you.
To you.
I'll check it out.
So, okay, so we're actually going to get into the live reading. Ah! I'm so excited. Are you excited?
I'm excited. I'm a little nervous, I guess.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all love. It's all love and healing and feeling really, we're going to feel really good. I mean, you feel good now. We're going to feel really good after this. It is.
I believe that.
So, okay. So have you ever gotten a medium reading before?
I have. Yeah.
You have. Okay. Did I do that or someone else did it?
I think you actually did it.
Really? I don't remember.
It may not have been that like.
It may not have been a medium. It may have been something else, but
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Maybe not.
Let's maybe just not. I yeah, I don't even remember giving you. We've been friends for a while, so it's like, how am I not going to? But then again, it's like, it's possible I didn't. Okay, so, okay, let's just say you haven't. So basically, I'm going to tell you how I work. I'm going to bring in as many people within the time frame we have. I'll probably bring in actually just one, but I'm going to describe them first. Then I'm going to ask you to make the connection. If you don't make the connection, do not get discouraged because it is about the message. So do you know a lot of people? A fair amount or not too many people who've passed?
Maybe like a fair amount.
Okay.
So not that many.
Okay. So basically in that range of like not too many, that's when people have a harder time making that connection. But at the same time, sometimes they don't. So I'm just giving you the heads up. But in any case, it doesn't matter. The messages and everything, everything's light and it's all good. So people usually don't complain anyway. So, all right. So we're just going to open up to spirit right now in this moment. Anybody who wants to step in for Dan, please come forward. So immediately I heard laughing, really loud laughing. Like really loud laughing, and it feels like a female energy, and I'm seeing brown hair, and I'm seeing skin, like she's lean. I'm seeing lean, but I'm seeing her hair is kind of like down to her shoulders, and it's brown, and I don't know why, but she's wearing these interesting glasses. I don't know if she wore reading glasses or anything, but I am seeing like either sunglasses or reading glasses, but there's something, maybe it was once in a while she had glasses and it wasn't like all the time, or something with contacts, but there's something going on with her eyes where that there was a main focus going on with her eyes and seeing. I am seeing lighter eyes. I'm seeing there's something there's something about her eyes. They're very, very interesting. They're very intriguing. It's like you could see her soul, or you could see there was just a lot going on when you just looked into her eyes. I'm seeing a very, very nice smile, and just there's this energy about her that's just very radiant. And like I said, there was just a lot of laughing that came in, and I'm seeing her like twirling around, and she's kind of dancing, and she's kind of free, like almost like she did yoga, like or like in a yoga studio and a dance studio, but that's like really free flowing. And I'm seeing like the kind of garments of like scarves and silk for some reason, and it almost feels like that energy of belly dancing for some reason. I don't know if she did belly dancing, but it just feels like that kind of energy, because what I'm feeling is she was someone who really loved to just reveal herself in terms of her, who she was as her spirit, and just kind of be free with it, and kind of really, she really liked to just be immersed in the moment. And immersed, and she loved beauty. She loved looking at things and art and aesthetic. She loved art. There's like all this art and pottery and jewelry and handmade things around her, and she loved all of this. And I'm just seeing her. She's just very, she just like her soul is very wild. It's just very fun and wild and just like laughing and light. Let me see more. She's showing me some kind of connection with India, and I'm seeing like, I don't know if she was into like the the spirituality or the kind of practices, but there is like this strong connection. If she traveled to India, but she's showing me things with India, a lot of this Indian culture stuff that's all around her, like the music and just the food. She loved Indian culture. She absolutely adored it. This, whoever this is, let me see more of what you're showing me. I'm seeing a lot of books. There's a lot of books around her right now. She read a lot, but she loved, and okay, I feel like she had this, her heart set on traveling. I don't know if she got to travel as much as she wanted to, but she really had a lot of plans to travel, and she would read a lot of books on different countries and different places because she was really getting ready and getting like set, and she's like, I'm gonna travel, and it was all about traveling and being, she's very worldly, and she really wanted to know about different cultures. Let me see more into who you are. Yeah, she's showing me the plane. She had this kind of teacher vibration to her. I'm feeling like a teacher. I don't know if she was actually professionally a teacher, but she has a teacher vibration where she liked to teach people about different things and just kind of be informative and let you know about different things. I'm seeing she loved kids. She just loved kids. There's kids around her. So are you making a connection with this person?
I could be.
Okay, you're feeling, you know who this is?
Well, maybe, yeah.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do names ever come through?
Sometimes. It's possible. I mean, right now I just saw like a C, something like, or a K, like C or a K. I don't know if that's related, but I'm seeing something along those lines. But let me see. I feel like she was saying the C or the K to talk about a crystal. She's talking about crystals now. There's something very strong about crystals around her. Like, I don't know if she was a crystal healer, but she has a very strong connection with crystals, and she's showing me crystals right now and talking about crystals. Okay. She's talking about crystals and like the science of crystals and things and how things form and things, how things mutate. There's something very scientific about her and knowing about the earth and how things mutate and form and in the ground and growing and agriculture and farming and plants and animals and all in nature and how these things accumulate. But it was very scientific and she knew about this. Are you starting to make a connection?
I think I know. I mean, there's a girl I carry with me in my heart all the time, and she was really into traveling and loved to learn and loved pottery and art and,
Okay, you're making a connection. Yeah, okay.
If it's her, you know, that'd
okay.
be delightful. But, you know, I love her very much.
Okay. Okay. Let's go on to the message. Interesting. There's something coming in right now with you and handcrafted things. She's talking about you have this gift to handcraft things, and she really wants you to start getting onto it and really getting to it because it is a very strong, strong part of your creativity. And she's showing it has to do with crystals. And it has to do, but it shows you molding things together. She's showing candles and she's showing crystals and she's just showing a lot of these handcrafted, beautiful things you have. But you're not, she's like, you're kind of holding back and you're not pushing forward or like presenting them or getting on with it. She's like, you really need to start doing this because these are really, I feel like you've made, she's showing me that you've made things and some people have them or something, or you've made stuff for some people and they actually have them. And so she's saying those things are very special to those people because you put your love and your energy in it and they're actually healing. And these things are actually something that people would really love to have. So whether it's jewelry, but a lot of it, I'm seeing like this you're molding something and melding something together, and it's you're creating something, and it has a specific purpose of what this is. And I'm seeing something with crystals in it. So she's talking about you right now getting back into the handcrafted things. It's really calling you, and it's like talking loud. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. This is right on the money.
Okay.
For plans I already have sort of in motion.
Ooh.
So this is perfect.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, if you're kind of tottering on that idea, they're saying right now it's done deal. Do it. Saying yes to it. Awesome.
Right. Perfect.
Okay.
Wow.
See what else is coming. Okay, she's talking about your world in visual art right now, but it's most about the visual part of you right now. There's something okay, this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a screen, and I'm seeing you created some kind of graphics, and there's this big screen in the back of you, and there's graphics in the back, and you created it. I don't know what the heck this is, but she's showing you created some kind of graphics, and it's like in the back of you when you're making music or something. And it's like this whole kind of digital thing that you've made and this kind of art you've put together, but it's like, and you put it in the back of you. And she's saying that's something that's starting to come into fruition as well. I don't know if you're doing graphic arts right now or if you've ever done that before, if you were thinking about it, but she's saying this is in the brink and it's calling to you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What is this?
I don't know. It could have something to do with the music, suppose.
Is this what you... Have you done this before? Were you thinking?
Before.
Oh, you've done it before. Oh.
And maybe this is just part of the next steps of my music unfolding, needing to be well-rounded and make my own graphics and make my own this and that.
Yeah. It's like really strong for some reason. Like, because she's showing it and it's very clear. So he's bringing that up. Okay. Bringing in what else is she saying? Okay. Interesting. Okay, so she's showing you like a photo album, and she's saying, remember the old times and remember the good times, and something about focusing on the good times that you had. And okay, this is very strange for some reason. This is coming in about, this has to do with people around you, and this has to do with... Now, the thing is, he's saying you are a very social person, but for some reason, recently, right now, it's like there has been a disconnect. You have been feeling a disconnect with certain people or certain situations, like almost like you don't, like in a way, as I'm going into your energy, you're like, you're with people, but you're like, do you really get me? Do you really understand like what's going on? I know you love me. I know, but do you really see me? Like, or do you think I'm are you like kind of questioning, does this person really get me? Or are they just, you know, saying that they do? And sometimes feeling this questionable of being understood right now in this time when you're around people. And what this message that she's trying to tell you right now is that you... just get away from the questioning and get away from that, because yeah, there are going to be times where people don't really understand, but that's not for you to think about or for you to really try to figure out, how do I get this person to get me, or how do I get this? The more you get involved with what I was saying, the crafting, the art, the singing, as we're bringing about our authenticity, as we're going into it, the more we step into that light, we less question that stuff, and we, a lot of times that vibration changes, and then we start connecting with more people who understand us and more people who get us. And it's not about like, it's really not about that nobody understands you or nobody gets you right now. It's just that you are like, it feels like right now you're just in an area where you really are like, you're kind of like a few steps ahead and you're trying to tell everybody, look at that, look at that, look at, that's paradise right there. It's heaven right there. But that's like, they can't see, or you're trying to show people, look at that, that's that and not that, but it's a kind of, they can't see. So it's mostly they're not able to see it, but you can see it. So it has more to do with, once you step more into the things that you're doing, you're already doing them. You're gonna feel that less disconnect, and you're gonna start feeling more of the oneness, because you're gonna start, all of a sudden you're gonna start attracting more people who are on that vibration of the things that you're doing, the things you're evolving into. And then it's gonna be like, oh, okay. And you're gonna start settling more into relaxing of, yeah, they get it. I get it. It's good. But not it's not about like cutting off anybody. It's just more of, you need to be fed more, and you need that quenching thirst of the things that you are knowledgeable about, and the things that you understand, and you need more of that, and you need to be fed more of that, and it's coming. Did what I say make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Everything about it.
Okay. So just keep doing what you're doing to nurture your soul, and to just, this summer is to just let go of that, letting go of that questioning, do they get me or not? Just be you, because eventually it's just gonna click, and you will be seen, and it will be heard. The more you start working on yourself and cultivating yourself and loving yourself, and you are already on that beautiful path, but there's so much more to unfold to you, is basically what Spirit is saying. You're just at the tip of the iceberg. It's just here. You're all like, you think this is magnificent. They're saying, just wait until you open the whole door.
Wow. Can you just tell her I'm really thankful for
anything? She definitely can hear you. Thank you so much to this beautiful spirit who came through. And I leave you the love and blessings of Spirit. Thank you so much for being here with us, for being here with me. This was a very special hour. I am very, very happy with how this went. And just mostly your spirit just blessed my radio show, really did. I'm very honored that you're here right now, Dan, and just sharing yourself and giving yourself right now. And thank you, just thank you with all my heart.
Wow, I'm honored to be here too, Mariah. Thank you so much.
Yay! So this was Paranormal Playground Sounds here on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5. And we will be here every Tuesday, 1 to 3. Listen in, tune in, WMFO 91.5 FM. If you didn't hear what I just said, hear it again. And I thank you. I just want to say I love you. I love you. Doesn't that feel good? That vibration of saying I love you? I love you. I feel like I'm on Barney right now. It's great. I'm on a Disney show. So thank you, love, peace, and all the things that are great. I'll catch you next week. Have a beautiful, beautiful, magical day. Woo!